A massive storm rocked Unalaska on Friday night and toppled the 110-foot-high American President Line, or APL, cargo container crane. Wind speeds ranged from 80 to about 125 miles per hour. No one was injured when the APL crane fell. Spokesman Mike Zampa, who is based in California, said they are not sure if the crane was or was not properly pegged or tied down. The accident is under investigation. It's also unclear if the crane can be salvaged. Zampa said the company is working on plans to keep operations in Unalaska running.
We're working on contingency plans. Obviously, we need plans right away because our operations continue in Alaska. So we are formulating contingency plans that will enable us to continue to move cargo and service vessels.
APL is one of the two largest shipping companies in Unalaska and is responsible for transporting some of the processed fish from the region to international markets, as well as bringing products to Unalaska. The accident occurred only a month before two big fisheries open for pollock and snow crab. Other areas of the community were also damaged. The roofs blew off of three houses on Standard Oil Hill. Many others around the community lost pieces of their roofs or had windows blown in. Gravel blew up from roadways and broke car windows. People reported their houses and cars shaking and windows trembling. Some, like Susie Golodoff, prepared to evacuate if necessary.
It was wild. The wind was just shrieking and my fence was wagging like a dog's tail in the wind, just back and forth, but it stayed. I woke up and had parts of roofing all over the road, nails and stuff, and was just loud all night, shrieking and the house trembling, and I slept with all my clothes on and my boots by the door just in case my roof peeled off.
It was the second major storm to hit Unalaska in 2 days. A snowstorm that turned to rain on Thursday closed the schools and the city and flooded roads in the valley.